There is Joan Buford. She is still alive. She is most probably, I think, 90 or 90 or something, from Australia.
And she was a singer?
No. She is an old lady. She had a farm. So she goes out with, you know what chooks are? Australians call fowls chooks. Hen, cock.
Chicken. Oh, chicken. Okay.
Chooks. Huh? Chooks. Yeah. That's how she tells me the story about the chooks.
You would know, huh?
Yeah, she knows about that. Australians have a different thing in a funny way. Yes. Yeah. So then she goes out with a basket to feed the chooks that are there in the farm. So while she is going out there, so she is going, it's a distant, little distance, she's walking. At the time she was able to walk. It's a story of 20 years ago. So while she's going there, to her utter surprise, she sees Baba standing in that blue coat of his, which he used to wear in Australia and all that. And she's surprised and she says, Baba. And just then, Kookaburra on the top of the tree starts crying. That is laughter. You know, Kookaburra laughs. It has a peculiar sound. So she's up there and finished. That's gone. Yeah. Distracted. Mm-hmm. Likewise, there are different stories that come. Yeah, in Mombasa, there is a total darkness in Mombasa on that day. On 31st.
Really?
Yeah. The principal of the school had come over here.
Uh-huh.
And that's how she told us the story about she was over so many kids, you know, in the school. And she had gone that day. It was Friday, no? On 31st. Yeah. What was on 31st January?
What day of the week?
What day of the week was it?
Wednesday?
Friday, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
So, she had to go to the bank and all that, to deposit some money and all that. So, she drives in the car. And to her utter surprise, it's bright sunshine. And there is a loud report in the sky. She didn't know. She is going there. And gradually, darkness begins to descend on the whole of Mombasa. Why Mombasa? We don't know. What has happened? So much so that she had to put on her headlamps. But instead of going to the bank, she got so frightened with all the sight and the happenings that are happening there. She thought of the children, what will happen in the school. So she turns back and goes to the school. Trying to comfort them and all that. And by the time that she goes there and she is still there and she's trying to comfort them and all that, gradually again the bright sunlight came out. That's what she reported. Then we received the report from Mecca. You know that story about
the
place of pilgrimage. Muslims place of pilgrimage, Mecca. You know that Mecca is a big, great place.
7 days, was there
a
flood?
Yeah, there was the flood there that was taking place.
Uh-huh. And then they couldn't get
they
to
couldn't
the wall?
They couldn't get to for 7 days. Never in history it had been closed because it was submerged in water. Yeah. Well, the 7 days were being held here.
Yeah. Does it normally rain in Mecca at all, or just rain a little bit? Does it normally rain in Mecca, or does it not rain at all?
It doesn't rain at all. It doesn't rain. It was 3 meters underwater. And nobody could go. It took long, many days to clear off the water and the slush and all that. So all this started coming in. And we heard all these things. Then there were other people who said many other things and all that. Yeah. But at the eye of the storm, wrongly reported that Meher Baba died in a cave.
That's right.
It was reported by Times of India. It's considered to be the organ, the voice of India, as we call it.
How did they report it?
That Meher Baba died in a cave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the New York Times kicked that up.
Yeah.
The LA Times, they wouldn't retract it. Phyllis wrote to them and said, no, he didn't die in a cave. I said, sorry, lady.
That was when he was Jesus.
What?
That was when he was Jesus.
They got it confused.
Yeah. No, because I think they got confused because he was in seclusion. Oh, they had heard about it all. Yes. Oh. So where could the seclusion be but inside a cave, you see? He must have died in a cave.